fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest.
Dear Mr. Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 16th of April, 2011. It's the day after Extortion Day here in the United States. I don't know what the tax day is in Canada and the other countries that we have listening around the world, but it's the day after Extortion Day. Everybody has to pay the extortion tax to keep the federal government off their back. And, if you don't, you can, the federal government says it's voluntary, so you don't have to do it. Of course, they'll put you in the penitentiary if they catch up with you if you don't. So this is the way it is. It's voluntary, but got to be prepared to pay the consequences of the mafia if you don't. This is the free American way of life as we know it today. Anyway, today we're going to be visiting, hopefully in the second hour, starting in the second hour, with Dr. Nick Begich. We're supposed to be talking about HARP. Most of you folks know what HARP is and the fact that it can be used for multiple different number of purposes, not the least of which, of course, is weather modification. Earthquakes, volcanoes, and even mind control. A lot of different applications for the HARP facility. And we're going to get into some of that, hopefully, in the second hour with Dr. Nick Begich. In the meantime, in this hour, we have a lot of information to cover, lots of things going on. There are some good news happening, some good things happening recently with regards to wolves. In particular, we were visiting last week with Jim Beers, and now wolves in certain places are being taken off the endangered species list. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
places that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
I'm Darren Winks. As we continue on here, I wanted to say real quickly to Ken, our board out there in Texas, I think that our clock is off a little bit there at the network. It's either off on your end or it's off on mine. I have an Atomic here that says it synced last night with the radio station run by the government. But anyway, if you could give me a time check during the break, we can figure out what's going on with the breaks. In the meantime, before the break, I mentioned about the wolves. Last week we had Jim Beers on, and he was talking about, and I heard from some people who's pretty discouraged and disgusted and really upset, I guess would be the word, that these wolves are being allowed to literally go on a rampage and destroy people's lives and livelihoods. And not only that, but
threatened cattle, threatened children. People are being attacked and devoured by these things. They're vicious animals. They carry diseases. They serve no useful purpose. But they're being brought in by federal wildlife officials. Anytime anybody tries to do anything about this, there's lawsuits by the environmentalists who are trying to promote these things. I got a little article here from Karen in Minnesota, where she lives, evidently near Cook County. This Jim Boyd writes, Cook County is now nearing the end of the wolf mating season, a time when they are on the prowl and most aggressive toward non-human life forms that invade their territory. It's a good time to examine a continuing discussion in the county about the number of wolves with whom we live. When a discussion of wolves develops, it's common to hear some people assert that there are quite clearly more wolves around now than there were just a few years ago. They will cite evidence as various anecdotes, such as a story told by one county resident who found himself frequently biking last summer along Valley Creek Road to work at a remote residential construction site. Most mornings he would encounter a wolf pack on the road. With each encounter, the wolves became less skittish until they were reluctant to even move out of his way. Then there's the homeowner on Birch Drive, 3 miles west of Grand Marais. I'm sure I still mispronounce that city, pardon me, whose homestead frequently was visited by an inquisitive pack last summer, quite possibly the same wolves, given the proximity as those confronted by the Valley Creek Road biker. The homeowner recounts that 5 wolves were hanging out on numerous occasions around his house. On one occasion, they came quite close to casually sniff around his children's trampoline. The children were indoors, thankfully. One wolf took to sunning himself in the warm dust of his driveway. Such stories that fuel speculation of a wolf population are on the increase. And then he says other people will insist that there are no more wolves than previously. They reason that wolf populations track quite closely to populations of prey animals, and the wolves remain the wolves' main prey, white-tailed deer, are plentiful, haven't increased significantly in the past few years. Therefore, it holds that while people may be seeing more wolves, other variables are at play than an increase in wolf numbers. So which is it? Are there more or are there less wolves in Cook County? And just how many wolves are there? Well, I don't know about Cook County, ladies and gentlemen, but we know for a fact that these people are bringing these things in. These wildlife relocators are actively bringing in, and government-introduced wolves have taken place. And these things have been protected. And there's no reason why, in this day and age, people should be restricted from shooting these things when they go after your cattle or your pets or your children. So this insane government policy of allowing these wolves to run freely and roam freely when they really have no value. What is the value? Oh, they're cute and cuddly animals. Well, no, they're not cuddly. They're dangerous. And they need to be shot and killed, if not exterminated completely, folks. When humans say, but see, here's the thing, and we're going to cover here later on in this hour about how the United Nations, you know, we have the Bolivian government now introducing a UN resolution, a UN plan to put bugs and species ahead of human beings. This is right in line with the entire UN agenda. They want to give Mother Earth the same rights as humans, and we'll get to that in a moment. However, there is some good news I do want to say with regard to the wolf issue. But first I want to read this. This is from the same article I was just sharing that was sent to me by Karen in Minnesota. This person says, the perception of more wolves probably stems from 2 factors. People are building more homes in wolf territory, and partly as a result, wolves are becoming more comfortable being around people. Now, wait a minute. Who says it's wolf territory? You mean there are territories that are the wolves? The land belongs to the wolves now? You see how the argument is framed? I'm sorry, but people take precedence, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not going to happen unless people stand up and demand precedence. It's time for people to stand up and govern. You know, I don't care what the UN has to say about it. I don't care what anybody, what the environmentalists have to say. See, the environmentalists are by and large a minority. But the problem is they're a very noisy minority. And the vast majority of the people who are common, decent folks don't understand the problems of wolves. They don't understand the problems of nature. They're not focused on this stuff. They're focused on trying to keep their head above the sea of debt that they incurred after many, many years. They're trying to find jobs. They're not focused on these types of things. But it's time the people stood up and realized what's happening here. There's a reason why things have gotten this bad. But at least now it is happening. We talked about last week, I believe it was Washington State, might have been Oregon. No, I think it was Washington State. A lot of people are starting to stand up against this wolf thing. It's become a big enough problem now that they're literally raising hell at the Capitol. And that's the kind of stuff that encourages me, and that's the kind of stuff that it's going to take. And now we see from the West Virginia Gazette, Obama signed a bill, which was a budget bill, which had a wolf rider on it. Political analysts expect Obama to sign the budget reconciliation bill Congress recently passed. My understanding is that he did, in fact, sign that legislation. They said when he does, he'll open the door to wolf hunting again in Montana and Idaho. Two members of Congress, Senator John Tester of Montana and Representative Mike Simpson of Idaho, inserted the language into the budget bill that would return wolf management to Montana and Idaho state control. Both states held wolf hunts in 2009 after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service lifted endangered species list protection on the species, but were blocked from doing so in 2010 by a ruling by federal judge Donald Malloy. In addition to allowing wolf hunting seasons, once again, the legislative rider would allow people to shoot wolves that threaten livestock or pets. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. But that's very important legislation, just been passed. Victory on the wolf front, although it needs to go even further. Ladies and gentlemen, I just don't see any value in wolves when they attack people. I mean, I'm not talking about eradicating the entire species, but they have no business being anywhere near people. And I think the program from last week demonstrated that very clearly. If you didn't hear last week with Jim Beers, I encourage you to go into the archives and listen to it. It's very important. By the way, I did want to say, too, we have a chat room, new chat room on the website. You can go to www.governamerica.com. Up at the top, simply click on chat. Don't bother putting in a password. You can just put in a username and join us in the chat room. Let's test this thing out and see how well it works. See how many people we can get in there. Also, my email address is radio@governamerica.com, and the website is www.governamerica.com. As we move along here, from the Westerner, we see Wildlands Initiative defunded in final CR. Today, the Western Caucus Chairman, Stephen Pierce, released the following statement regarding language in H.R. 1473, the final budget bill for fiscal year 2011, which will prohibit the Department of the Interior from using taxpayer money to fund the controversial Wildlands Initiative. Another victory, listeners. And that's why I like to point out these things when they happen, when victories take place, because we cover a lot of bad news. It's kind of hard to get away from bad news today. But we have to realize that there are good things that do happen occasionally. The Wildlands proposal, they say, issued by Secretary Salazar last December was another attempt by the Obama administration to circumvent congressional authority in the administration's war on Western jobs. It would have had a tremendous negative impact on job creation, energy production, and recreation throughout the West, and its defunding is a victory for all Western states. All right, we've got to take the break. We'll come back and we'll continue this. Also, we have Rodney in Illinois. We'll take you, and your phone calls are welcome too, folks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Time issues taken care of now, so that's good. And your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll get to Rodney here in a moment. But first, I wanted to finish this up. They were talking about the Wildlands Initiative was actually defunded in the final bill with the budget, the final budget bill for fiscal year 2011. They said the Wildlands proposal issued by Secretary Salazar last December was another attempt by the Obama administration to circumvent congressional authority in the administration's war on Western jobs. It would have had a tremendous negative impact on job creation, energy production, and recreation throughout the West, and its defunding is a victory for all Western states, they say. On behalf of the Congressional Western Caucus, I would like to thank Speaker Boehner for ensuring this key provision was included in the final negotiated bill. Speaker Boehner and Republican leadership understand that there is a war on Western jobs, and we will continue to work with them to stop these types of job-killing initiatives while putting forward legislation to bring jobs back to the West. Well, I'm no fan of Boehner, and I'm no fan, certainly, of the Republicans, but they, you know, they're a little better on environmental issues than the Democrats are. And here, again, you have the dialectic, and you have certain issues that certain parties are better on than the others. But the Republicans are war hogs. And so, I mean, you got slight differences between the parties, and that keeps people fighting with each other and thinking there's really a major difference one way or the other. But anyway, victory nonetheless, and that's a good thing, and we cherish every victory that we can possibly cherish. Also, there is, from the Westerner, this Pacific Legal Foundation lawsuit seeks to start process to drop beetle from the Endangered Species Act list. Attorneys with the Pacific Legal Foundation, I'm having trouble talking today, you have to forgive me, filed a lawsuit asking that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service be ordered to start the process of dropping the Valley Elderberry Longhorn Beetle, the VELB, from the U.S. Endangered Species Act list, filed in federal court in Sacramento. The lawsuit aims to compel the Fish and Wildlife Service to take the first step toward delisting. For example, issuing a finding on whether to remove or to move forward with the delisting process. A study by Fish and Wildlife Service several years ago indicated the beetle is not threatened, but FWS never followed up with a finding based on that study, so the delisting process has never gotten started. So should we have the beetles on the Endangered Species Act list in the first place, listeners? That's the question. You know, what would nature do if we didn't have man in his infinite wisdom to come in and play God and decide which species live and which species die? You know, I really think species, they come, they go, and I think the earth kind of manages itself. I think God, you know, he knows what he's doing when he created the whole thing. And that's not to say that human beings couldn't possibly damage things. I think what we're seeing right now in Japan with the Fukushima thing certainly indicates that it is possible to damage the planet, that's for sure. But, ladies and gentlemen, I really don't think the ecosystem is quite as fragile as they make it out to be. But it's a perfect tool to manage humanity. It's a perfect tool to manage human beings and to control your lifestyle and control everything you do. And that's exactly what the real agenda is. It's not about the beetle or it's not about the wolves. It's not about anything other than control. But if you don't believe me, you don't agree with me, go ahead and call in 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Almost up to break time, but I'll go ahead and take Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hi, Darren.
Hi.
I'd like to weave a word tapestry, and your audience will have to kind of use their imagination, but I'm trying to stay on point. On the subject of wolves, think of a vicious dog, because that's part of a quote I'd like to repeat. And then you recall where this comes from. He has sent swarms of officers to eat out our substance. Where'd that come from? Do you recall?
It rings a bell, but...
He has sent swarms of officers to eat out our substance. That's one of the offenses alleged.
That was a Declaration of Independence,
yes,
wasn't it?
Exactly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Swarms of officers. What do we call them today? Bureaucrats. Okay. I'd like to read a two-sentence quote, and I'll go quickly. A bureaucrat is the most despicable of men, though he is needed as vultures are needed. But one hardly admires vultures whom bureaucrats so strangely resemble.
Hey, Ronnie, hold on a second. Let me take the bottom of the hour break, and I'll continue with you, okay? We'll hold you over. Stay with us, folks. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we have Rodney in Illinois on the line. And Rodney was weaving us a word tapestry. Rodney, you want to go ahead and continue?
Well, let me recap. And I was thinking, as you were talking about wolves,
mm-hmm.
about this quote by Cicero. I was reading that quote, but I'm just to recap. Swarms of officers, we call them bureaucrats now. Wolves and vicious dogs. Okay, I'll go back to this quote and start from the beginning. A bureaucrat is the most despicable of men, though he is needed as vultures are needed. But one hardly admires vultures whom bureaucrats so strangely resemble. I have yet to meet a bureaucrat who is not petty, dull, almost witless, crafty, or stupid. An oppressor or thief, a holder of little authority in which he delights, as a boy delights in possessing a vicious dog. Who can trust such a creature? M. Tullius Cicero, circa 50 B.C., said this. Now, things haven't changed much, Darren. From the time of this nation's founding, the swarms of officers. But what is the value of wolves if they are not doing by extension, the whims of bureaucrats? I mean, the wolves are out harassing our people, our livestock, our domesticated animals. You know, I live here in the country, and I used to have chickens until this late winter. One by one, they were killed by varmints. Skunks I caught out there, a raccoon I caught killing my chickens, and possums. And one by one, I caught them, and I executed them. Unfortunately, I'm not a very good tender of animals because I lost all my chickens. And but I equate, these varmints with bureaucrats. And the rewilding of America is just they're employing wolves, whatever pest. I mean, the reintroduction by
there's a number of different, and it's not just wolves, but that's the one we were focused on last week, and that's the that's a number of different things that were presented. You know, we talked a lot about wolves because that seems to be a lot of the point of contention right now at West. But they're introducing all sorts of dangerous species. I mean, from snakes. I mean, there's panthers. There's all kinds of things. Cougars, mountain lions. That's we have those in our area now, where we didn't used to before. So it seems to me like this is a systematic. We know this is a systematic plan, the Wildlands Plan. If anybody wanted to go to twp.org, that's the Wildlands Project. And they lay it all out there. The Wildlands Project, it's tlp.org, and you can read all about. But what the plan is to create a spine from Yellowstone to Yukon. If you look, there's maps where they want to have interconnectedness, and they don't want any obstructions. They want to give, they call it having giving them room to roam. And they don't want any obstructions for the wildlife. It's basically a highway. For wildlife, and that's what they're trying to create right now, especially out west. But in the the Michigan's northern peninsula and the northern lower peninsula, but all of the upper peninsula for the most part of Michigan, it comes across that map. If you want to go to wildlands.sweetliberty.org, that map is posted there. But yeah, it's a systematic plan, and it seems to me like what their ultimate goal is to basically run you out of the rural areas because it'd be so dangerous to be there that you would have no choice but to leave. And certainly raising your own chickens and this kind of thing, that puts you off of their dependence upon the grocery store and the corporations that control your food, and we can't have that.
Well, Darren, thanks for taking my call, but I'd like to leave you and your audience with a proverb. And I mean this sincerely. I believe this proverb was written sincerely, and for those with eyes to see and ears to hear should see it as the wisdom that it is. And it goes like this. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the quote doesn't have anything to do with predators versus domesticated animals. It's a matter of conscience. It's a matter of attitude. It's a matter of courage.
Yeah.
I need the courage to recognize when I am right, what is right, and proceed on that foundation and be bold and courageous.
That's right.
What happens too often is that immediately when a bureaucratic plan or a bureaucrat gets in our face or we get a bureaucratic correspondence in the mail, our conscience is subdued and we are trained and predisposed to be fearful of these officers who do nothing but eat out our substance, mm-hmm. who provide no beneficial a marketable product or service. They are simply parasites, and we need to recognize it for what it is. You know, we need to stand up to the plate, determine who our master is, submit to a worthy master, and proceed with courage and resist and do not comply.
Mm-hmm.
And there, once again, I do thank you for your show, and I know you're quite capable of doing a one-hour 3-hour monologue, and we would all be well informed. But
I appreciate that.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Rodney. God bless you. And folks, you're welcome to call in 800-313-9443. At the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Dr. Nick Begich, and we're going to be talking about HARP, hopefully, if things go as planned. In the meantime, we'll stay with the phones and go to Texas and talk to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Well, Darren, good morning.
How are you?
Quick story about growing up in the sticks. I remember driving with my dad, had an old 62 Ford truck, and going down the dirt roads, and these folks out there, Darren, in the early 60s, most of them didn't have a phone, but they had a mailbox. And right next to the mailbox, you would always see tails hanging. I said, Dad, what are those tails out there for? Why do they hang them next to the, excuse me, to the mailbox? He said, Son, they're communicating. I said, they're what? He said, yeah, they're communicating. And then we got into a little further. You know, wolves and coyotes, they're nomadic. They're gypsies with fur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they're going to settle in one place. Once the food supply is depleted, they move on.
Right.
Those farmers and ranchers had one thing in common. It's called livestock. And what they would do is they'd hang them tails out there to inform their other neighbors, listen, we just got infiltrated with some of these. Well, I won't say it. You better be on the lookout because here's some, you know, here's some proof.
Hmm.
So what they, so in other words, they communicated, you know, with the rural mail service, but they also communicated by hanging the tail of whatever they just killed right next to the mailbox on the fence.
Interesting.
Okay? I'll never forget, I asked him, well, why do they hang the catfish heads out there? And he goes, ah, that's just bragging rights. Darren, you take care of it anyway. People used to take care of their own problems.
Yeah.
And well, they tried to make each, and they tried to make each other, every other, all of their friends aware of the problems that were cropping up.
Yeah. Well, there's no problem that we have in America today that we can't take care of ourselves. I firmly believe that. We're still Americans.
And if you find a problem and you solve it, hang it on the fence so everybody else can see it.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Yeah, the bureaucrats that Rodney was just talking about a moment ago are the ones that are standing in the way. And it seems to me like more and more they're the problems, the bureaucrats. And it's not going to change unless people stand up and do exactly what the folks in Washington State out west are doing at their capital, standing up and taking it back. And I think that that's the only reason why we have some congressional relief is because people are getting angry. They're getting furious. It's time to quit letting the minorities speak for us and take a stand and make our voice heard, because it's not going to be done otherwise. Had a couple of people, a few people in the chat room, and a couple of people left. I encourage you to go to governamerica.com. Let's see if we can get some action going in the chat room today. Governamerica.com at the top. Click on chat. And it looks like we got a person in there right now. So anyway, let's go back to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Lee, you're on the air. Hello, Lee. Do we have Lee?
Good morning.
There's Lee. Better late than never, Lee.
Yeah, why not? This is a discussion that really to my heart, being a little farmer myself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now here we don't have the problem with wolves like they're having out there. But I can relate to what they're going through, because here in Georgia, we are now seeing a major issue with foxes. Here's what I don't understand, and I'm still trying to find somebody who can shed some light on this. Why is it whenever there's a problem like in Florida, they had some issues back in the mid-90s with insects. So what did? They brought in this ladybug from Africa that bites people to eat these insects, which made no sense to me when all they had, there's other ways of dealing with it. In other areas, they bring in predators. Here in Georgia, they brought in the fox because we were having major rabbit overpopulations. Why can't they just, I don't know, let the hunters solve this problem? Because we have livestock, and we're now constantly on the prowl watching for foxes late at night. I'm out a lot of times at 1 o'clock in the morning. I've already, so far this year, I bet you a dozen times I've had to go out there and shoot the foxes to get them out of here. And we're being told we can't shoot and kill these things to protect our livestock, and I'm wondering just who the insane fool is who's protecting the foxes while we lose our livestock.
Well, you know, it's the same deal all over again all the time. It's the radical environmentalists come in and they pay and pressure lawmakers. They make a lot of noise. They scream. They're radically funded. They have a lot of funding. And they sue the federal government and get more funding. And then take that money and then turn around and sue some more. So the problem...
Yeah, and I remember about, I think it was about a year ago, didn't we hear an issue come up about a year ago about the wolves out there in the Midwest? I believe this was around Nevada, Oklahoma, Arizona areas. They were having a major debate about this, and I was shocked to hear people running to the defense of the wolves and not these rangers who were losing their livestock like crazy. And I'm thinking, folks, you're talking one wolf versus 20 head of cattle per year.
Yeah, well, you got to keep in mind, too, that the rangers are evil. See, according to these people, the people that are driving the issues look at cattle as being a scourge on the, you know, they scar the face of Gaia, and they belch and they fart, so they pollute the environment, according to what these radical environmentalists say. I mean, these earth worshippers. And so they don't want cattle growing around anyway, see? So the fact that you're raising livestock with the intention of consuming the livestock, oh, that shouldn't be done anyway. I mean, it was Maurice Strong, I believe, that came out back in 92 and actually came out and said that, you know, a number of different things were not sustainable, and one of the things that he mentioned is high meat intake. He mentioned home, workplace air conditioning, packaged foods, but he said high meat intake is not sustainable either. So they want to do away with your meat consumption, or at least significantly curtail it to the point where, I mean, so cattle ranchers, yeah, absolutely, there's a reason why they're under attack. There's a greater underlying agenda. You got anything else there, Lee?
No, I'm just trying to understand what it is about these people that make them think that you know, the farmer and the livestock is so low on the totem. I can't understand this, because you figure one wolf will consume 20 head of cattle per year. Now, how many wolves are out there? How many cattle are going to be lost every year if we don't do something?
Well, that's it. That's it. And it takes the people to twist the legislators, you know, around. And, you know, the problem is, and it encourages me to see some movement toward shifting this stuff back to the states, you know, because that's what it boils down to. Idaho and Montana are going to have a chance to manage their own wolf populations again, and that's a good thing, but it needs to happen in a more widespread basis, and state legislators need to be pressured to go to Washington, D.C., and represent us, or as Roger Mundy likes to say, represent us to the critters on Capitol Hill and tell them that this is what my constituency, and thereby by extension your constituency, is demanding, that we get these wolf populations out of here.
Yep.
You know, if you got legislators going to Washington from the states and pressuring those little boogers on Capitol Hill, I mean, that's going to take a lot of, it's going to have a lot of pressure, a lot of a weight, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
It takes people demanding that of their legislators in order to get the job done. And I'm encouraged to see some of the things that are happening today. We need more.
Oh, yeah. Well, all I know is we as farmers and we as people need to stand up. Tell these people no.
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy man. I'm out of here.
Thank you so much, Lee. Appreciate the call. Tell you what, we got just about a minute before the break. Go ahead and take Warner in Canada. Warner, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dan.
How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Well, that's good.
It was the old battle. But I was wondering, since you picked up the issue from last time about the wolves,
mm-hmm.
I got just one question. Yeah. How would PETA feel when the wolves would be roaming around in the city?
What did you say?
How would PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals,
yeah,
how would they feel when wolves would be roaming around in the city, on city streets?
You know, I guess they would be all in favor of it. You know, I'm not a PETA person. I do know for a fact, Warner, that PETA butchers more animals than probably any other group. You know, under the name of saving the animals, PETA's responsible for killing a lot of animals, liquidating them. You can search. I've seen a lot on the internet about that. I mean, they're really very hypocritical.
As I say, most of those organizations that pretend to do one thing, you know, but you will recognize them by their fruits. And when you put the test to them, they are not worth anything.
Yeah, hold it right there, Warner. We got to take a break. We'll be back here on the other side. Don't go away.
Okay.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. As we continue on here, we have Warner on the line. And Warner, go ahead. You had something else you wanted to say?
Darren, I fully have to concur with one of the previous callers when he quoted this fellow from, 60 BC, where he describes bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
I have said over the years, they're like couch grass in the garden. You know, if you don't keep hone the couch grass and killing it off, in the end it chokes out the whole garden and chokes out all your garden plants.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is insanity what's going on. And
absolutely.
Because we live in the countryside and we are so stretched out in work that we don't have the time to document everything in black and white and on paper, you know. That's the reason a lot of city folks, they think, oh, they are so unsophisticated, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's high time that a lot of city folks get off their soapbox, you know, and there are too many, they're getting on a soapbox leading all those so-called environmental organizations, you know. It's a meal ticket for them. You know, but they lack understanding how everything works together. And the people who live in the countryside, who make a living there, you know, they have way more of an understanding how nature interacts, you know, because they are living in that environment. They didn't just only study it at some kind of a university.
Yeah. Yeah, they're living off of the environment and living off the earth. It's the farmers and ranchers, really, that are the biggest environmentalists there are. I mean, true environmentalists.
If they screw up, they put themselves out of house and home.
That's right. You're exactly right. And nobody knows that more than you, Warner.
Yeah, because they have to do it in a sustainable way. And traditionally, like in the old country, and I think most of the farmers in this country, until a lot of them got brainwashed or being forced into this economic corner, you know, they had the responsibility to the generations that come after them.
Yes,
you know?
That's right.
We got the me generation. Short-term gain for long-term pain. To hell with who comes after us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We love our children, but then they destroy the environment and want to maintain their high standard of living. You know,
that's
kind of an idiocy. And then in regard to environmental issue, we completely ignore the big elephant in the room, and that is the military.
Yeah, you're talking about all the bomb testing and all the pollution they do with the environment?
And as I say, this upcoming Navy exercise over the next 5 years on all coastlines and all the way into Idaho and Colorado. You know, Rosalind Peterson, you know, she spoke about and she tried to educate the people about.
Yeah.
You know,
I appreciate the call there, Warner. I want to cover this thing in Bolivia real quick here.
Yeah.
Before we bring up Dr. Baggage.
Darren, just one question. I'd like to reach you on the phone. Did you get the DVD?
You know, we haven't been to the post office the last few days. I will check, and I will get back to you on that.
Okay,
right?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it, Warner. I'll tell you what, we're at the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to be bringing up Dr. Nick Baggage here pretty soon, and also I'm going to real briefly cover this Bolivia movement toward which is enshrining Mother Earth, the rights of Mother Earth, above and beyond everything else, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is very, very draconian and very important. So we're going to cover that a little bit starting in the next hour, and then we'll hopefully be bringing up Dr. Nick Baggage to talk about HARP, environmental modification and control, mind control, lots of things going on that HARP can be used for. So I think it's a subject that we need to come back to from time to time as well, just like the wolf thing. And, you know, all of this is important. It all interconnects. So stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.